Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. It's Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. Let me shut up and get started. Well, I'm not going to shut up, because I have to read it. Grim met with Stacy, and they're heading to the university. They found the room 316 and knocked.
Huh?
Hi. Oh, Grim, please enter. I need to close the door. Hi, Allison. Yeah, quick. I don't want many people to see me like this.
Aww.
That's it. That is it. What? Bikini. Here it is. This one?
Yes.
Yes, this is my bikini.
Huh?
Huh? What? Sorry, I need to close my stream. Wait a second, please.
Don't want many people, and then she's...
Hey, boys, I'm sorry. I have some unexpected guests. Let's make a pause, and I'll be back in 20 minutes. Love you all, my champions. So what is the matter? Hey, Allison, this is my old friend Stacy. Hey, Stacy, I think we met yesterday. Stacy just a couple of days ago came
to
town.
Like...
And unfortunately, her luggage was stolen on the first night here by Samia. Oh, I see. Yeah, and it looks like the bikini you're wearing is from her stolen luggage. Oh, sorry, let me...
No, that's alright, keep going.
I just got a note from Samia that she found a bikini for me and I decided to wear it on my stream. I had no idea that she stole it. Why are you... naked? I'm sorry, does nudity bother you?
Not at all.
Me? Not at all. But Grim might not be able to speak again.
Been there, been there.
Oh, boys, and every time they see titties. I'm just used to being naked, even with an audience. So you're a cam girl? Yeah, you can call me that, but I prefer a lewd streamer. Yeah, that's literally what they called himself now. Your trainer was speaking so highly of your sports career. Why are you streaming? Well, it's actually a step down after working in a strip club, but it helps me keep afloat. Wow, you were a stripper? Yeah, for a short time. Actually, both me and Samia. We challenged each other and worked in the same gentleman's club for about a year. But after doing that, we went different ways. I'm now more focused on sports and doing this cam stuff more for fun and a little cash. Maybe it is my family influence. I'm gonna have to buy one of the bags of the little chocolates, like the little Hershey's and Crackle and... Yeah. Those are good. Could eat a whole bag.
So. Oh, yeah.
Your family. That'd be so sick. Well, not exactly family. Kind of family. It doesn't matter. They're absolutely against anything related to the adult industry. We haven't spoken since they found out that I was working as a stripper. That's a bit sad. I know how hard it can be when someone close isn't supporting your decisions.
There's reasons behind that.
Right. Yeah, I guess they just can't understand that I actually enjoy it. I don't just do it for the money. Maybe you didn't explain it well enough so that they would get how you feel about this. On the other hand, I didn't even manage to fix my own communication problem, so I probably shouldn't try to give advice about that.
When we come back from Dateline, she later disappeared.
Well, I think we are a lost cause. All the bridges were already burned by both of us. Sad to hear. Did Samia also switch to webcamming after the strip club? Oh no, she went a little bit further. What do you mean by that? Oh, you don't know? Well, it's not like we were even introduced. She just got fucked in the room where I was sleeping and stole my luggage on the way out. Again, sorry that happened. She can be a little impulsive. So you were saying? Yeah. Well, after the strip club, she started working as an escort. What? So she's a prostitute? I definitely wouldn't call her that, at least not in her face, if you don't want to see your stuff shredded to pieces. But she fucks people for money? Well, yeah, I guess so. Then she's a prostitute.
Or a prostitute. Same thing.
They want to be called courtesans now, which technically is a definition.
Yeah, there's a movie about courtesans.
Okay, whatever she wants to call
whatever
herself.
Whatever sounds less...
Yeah.
To the point.
Does that mean that Pete was her client? Well, Cortison literally...
Cortison does more than Horn. They did everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they, you know, tended to the needs inside and outside the bedroom.
I didn't know that. Does that mean that Pete was her client? Pete, as in... Well, the girls do more than just whore around. They have conversations with the men. They go to dinner with the men. They do a lot of things.
I don't find that to be a job. Oh, I eat your food and talk to you. Oh, pay me money.
No, the men are paying them for their company.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're very old men. I've had a friend of mine that had an old doctor. He's a very old man.
Yeah.
And he paid her just to sit there and talk to him because he didn't really have anybody to talk to. He's an old man. Pete, as in Peter Butler from your college, basketball player. You know, older men sometimes get lonely. Yes, him. I don't think so. Pete is her type of guy. I never heard of her taking a student as a client. She works with a different crowd. Then why? Maybe it was a mutual attraction, or she was horny after a dull client. You'd have to ask her about that. Would love to. Any idea how we can find her? Maybe you've seen my luggage. No, sorry. Haven't seen any luggage. She just left a bikini with a note for me. I'll give you her number. Maybe you can just call her. Well, at least we confirmed that Samia took the luggage. Was there ever any doubt? No, but we didn't actually see her. Yeah, I guess. I just want my stuff back. Well, let's see what I can do about that. Hello, is this Samia? Yes, I would like to meet with you to discuss some things. Uh-huh. Exactly, so we can meet later today or noon tomorrow. That'll work. Where can I... A website? Okay. Huh. Yeah, bye. What was that all about? She gave me a website to arrange an appointment. Oh, shit.
She's wanting them to pay to meet.
Yeah. Did you just... I think I just solicited a prostitute. Sounds like it. Well, that was unexpected. How much does she charge? Looking to hire her yourself? Just curious. What does someone even charge for that? Hopefully not too much. She said the rates were online. Wait till you see them. Well, you better check that when we get back. No worries. I've already booked a meeting for noon tomorrow. I just need to submit payment online sometime today. Wait, are you gonna hit that? I have no idea. I doubt it. I just want to get your stuff back. Well, if you do, just don't tell me about it. I don't want to think of you as some whoremonger. Aha, very funny. How dare you, you whoremonger? Do you have any plans after this? Yeah.
I'm not gonna monger him, I'm gonna fuck him.
Ambrose and I are going shopping. Oh, good. Just the essentials? Probably not. Want to come? No, thanks. You can hold your own purses this time. Two sexy ladies trying on clothes. No, thanks. I've made that mistake before. Best case scenario, I spend 3 hours standing in the lingerie section looking like a total perv. Holding a purse and getting strange looks from everyone passing by. On the off chance that I get a brief glimpse at something good. So maybe next time? Sure.
You know what you do when you're in that situation, women staring at you, you say, accept my truth and throw that purse over your shoulder. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm such a Karen.
Time to visit Nora.
Hey.
Hey, Nora.
Hey.
Grim, I was wondering if I'd see you tonight. I'd offer you a drink, but I'm all out. No chance at one of those terrific lattes? Afraid not. I'm sold out of everything until tomorrow's delivery arrives. Good for you. Yeah, I guess I've got you to thank for that. So I guess we can just get down to business. Indeed. If you want to. Is everything alright? You seem kind of weird tonight. Well, you know. It's the third blind date. Yeah, so? You know what the third date means. Oh, you think. I've never had sex with someone I didn't know. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about that. You know the kids in here keep talking about that fetish locator app. Really? Yeah, you wouldn't believe some of the things. Like what? Well, yesterday there was a weird amount of spanking in my shop. Did anyone try to... That's how I found out about it. A couple of nerds asked if they could spank me for points. Did you? I didn't even consider it. I was too busy to think about doing that kind of thing. Probably wouldn't be too good for business.
It's a spank and won't take but a second. Come on!
That too. Today I found a girl trying to suck off a guy at one of the tables. Seriously, these tables wouldn't hide anything. I know. They said today's challenge is blowjobs. I told them to at least go to the bathroom. Some people. There must have been 5 couples that snuck into the bathroom together today. What's the point of that? The Meter High Club? Alright, I guess it's time that I got changed. How do I look? Damn, hot and fresh, just like you. Ah, thanks.
Don't think that lesbo's coming over. Let's get to it.
So tonight is going to be a little different. Well, it is the 3rd date. Mm. Not like that, as far as I know, but I'm supposed to tie you up a little.
Oh.
Kinky, I love it. Alright, I'm just going to bind your arms behind your back, if that's okay with you. Go ahead. You are still going to be blindfolded, so I guess we should talk about your safe word. Scrumbles. Eh? My safe word is scrumbles. Nice, easy to remember. Scrumbles is absolutely unforgettable. Sounds like a story I'd like to hear sometime. Any questions or concerns before we get started? You're not my blind date, are you?
Nope,
never have been. Okay, will I see my blind date tonight? Nope, you remain blindfolded, as far as I know. Fair enough. Make sure he knows not to come inside me. I'm not on the pill.
Sure.
I'll definitely mention it, but only if it seems relevant.
That was a sure, like I'm not paying attention.
You don't think. 3rd date might be traditional, but your blind dates aren't very traditional. I guess that's true, but if that happens tonight, I'd be extremely surprised. Huh, okay. Alright, I'm gonna blindfold you now. I trust you. Oh, if I can't speak, my safe word is 3 grunts in a row. Yawning, catching up with me. I hadn't even thought of that. Good to know. Well, you know if I'm gagged or gagging. Or you'll know if I'm gagged or gagging. I can imagine. Let me signal your dates.
Huh?
Grim, is anyone there? I'm still here and so is your date. You sound so far away. Where is my... Oh?
How she doesn't smell as a woman. You know how women get. They always have a good smell to them.
Yeah, you're driving me wild. Please. Please, please let me. She can understand that. She should be able to know that that's a woman's hands.
Yeah. Those aren't working hands.
No.
Yeah, you can't get calluses that way.
Please let me do something for you this time. Please. Please let me suck your cock. Uh-oh. I want it. Please, you must be hard by now. Damn, I'm hard right now, and I'm not even the one touching her. I want to suck your hard and massive throbbing dick. Yes, I want to feel it. Please fuck my throat. She's pointing at him. I think. Huh. Nora, I don't think your blind date is ready to receive oral from you just yet. Oh. However, I think they're suggesting another possibility. I think your date wants to see what my cock would look like in your mouth.
Yes.
Okay, if that's what you want. Both of you are okay with this? Yes, come closer. This is so weird, but I'm not gonna overthink it. I'm right here. My penis is just in front of your face, if you want it. Yes.
Ever since our late night sessions, I can't sell enough coffee. People just watch from every window in the building.
I know it.
Now she doesn't feel boobs hitting up against her back.
But she has to!
Maybe my secret crush has man boobs. Hell, she definitely. I know.
Are you okay? I feel tits against my back.
Yeah.
She She's a woman? Your blind date. Yes, didn't I mention that before? No, you hadn't mentioned that. Is that a problem? Should we stop or continue? Please continue. I was just surprised, that's all. Please, I want this. Continue. Okay, I'm gonna put my cock back in your mouth now.
Yes.
Yes, fuck my face like the dirty trickster you both are. That actually works for me. And I like her, the look on her face too while she's doing it. That's great.
Teamwork.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. That sounds way better in this context than that.
Yeah, I know.
Before you say that's a little
prejudiced. We're on BitChute. I'm about to come. Me too. Where do you want it? Her choice. Oh, yes. Gulp. Gulp. Gulp.
Like drinking a gallon of milk, huh?
Damn, that felt good. You can watch the scene again. Well, we know. Wait, what about my date? You don't get to see her tonight. No, I mean, you came, I came, but she didn't. Maybe next time. She's very satisfied for now. Oh, okay. It was lovely meeting you. Uh-huh. All right, I guess I can remove your bindings and blindfold now. Ah, do you have to? I won't imagine that she's still here, and maybe she still wants to do things to me. Dirty girl. Thank you both so much for a wonderful evening. Anytime.
Hey.
Hey, Grim, one last question. Sure, go ahead.
Sure.
Was it Lydia? Ha. No, it definitely wasn't Lydia. Damn, okay, I'll believe you. Have a great night. You too. You got 12 points. Again, points without any photos sent.
What? Well, that should give you an idea.
31 points.
Either she gave him points or...
She gave him points.
She's part of it.
I swear, this has been the longest day ever. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, crap. I still need to talk to Lydia about the party and fuck. What the hell am I going to say to her? Screw it, it's too late to call her. I'm just going to bed and calling it a day. I'll figure out how to talk to Lydia about stuff tomorrow. After I get some rest. Huh? Oh, what the fuck is it now? Oh, my phone is ringing. Oh, it's Lydia. Hello.
Hey, you?
Hey, Grim, I'm sorry. Were you sleeping?
Nah, no,
I was just thinking about calling you, but worried it would be too late. Oh, you can call me anytime. I'm pretty much an insomniac. Good to know. Is this a good time? I mean, if you're getting ready to sleep, I can just wish you a good night. It's a great time. I'm basically a night owl. Good. It can get so boring at night when there's no one to talk to. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm kind of used to it, but it's nice to hear your voice. Ah, you're sweet. And you're lovely. Oh, thanks. So I wanted to say something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we need to talk about some things. Let me start, okay? Sure, go ahead. So, I like you. Like, I really like you. A lot. I'm pretty much head over heels about you, too. Huh. So, yeah. Yeah? Sorry, this is a little hard to say. Oh, fuck, is she breaking up with me already? Take your time. Thanks, I like you, so I don't want to ever put you in a position where you feel that you have to lie to me. Huh? Honesty is important, you know, especially if two people are kind of sort of in a relationship. Right, that. Honesty is important in relationships.
Yes.
Yeah, true. Honesty, communication, and all that's part of being together. Exactly. I don't know how to say this. Did I do something or say something that... No, nothing like that. You're great. It's just me. Huh? I think you lost me. See, that's exactly what I don't want. I don't want to lose you. Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to lose you, but I'm afraid that I might push you away. I'm afraid that I might make you lie to me and cause distrust and ruin everything that's good between us. I understand the words you're saying, but I think I'm missing the meaning. Look, I'm sure you've heard my reputation. I only believe the good stuff I hear about you. That's sweet, but I've got a line of ex-boyfriends that must call me names behind my back. I'm sure you must have heard them all. A line of ex-boyfriends? I thought she was a virgin. I don't think I've heard anything like that.
Just because you had a girlfriend bit me.
Frigid bitch, the ice queen and all that.
Well, there you go.
What the fuck? What? No, I've never heard anything like that. I don't get close to people like that. It just isn't the way I'm wired. Ambrose said something like that, but I figured she was just jealous. That's fine. I'm not gonna pressure you like that asshat at the party. Oh yeah, Jerome. He never was my boyfriend. He was just a friend who happened to be male. Yet he apparently expected something physical from me. Don't worry. I never do anything like that to you. I know. But I can't know, you know? I don't understand. Min and Anthony invited me to that party. I didn't have anything to get in. But you earned your invite another way, right? Yeah. Which is fine, that doesn't bother me. I need you to know that. That's good? You're a guy. Strike that, you are a man. Thank you? You're an awesome, excellent, attractive man that I want to spend a lot of more time with, but I don't want you to stop being you. Thanks again, I think. What I'm saying is I don't want to hold you back or make you wait for me when it comes to taking care of your needs. Oh, it's really not that big of a deal. I would always choose you over... I don't want it to be a choice. I want to share an emotional and mental relationship with you, but I want you to continue exploring the other stuff with other people. I'm sorry. What? I just don't want you to lie to me about it. I don't want you to pretend that you're dating me and sneak around behind my back. I would never. I want you to be physically satisfied, even if that involves other people, at least until I'm ready to explore that stuff with you. Seriously? I just want us to be honest with each other. So I want you to tell me about it. Huh? I want you to be able and willing to talk to me about that other stuff, even if we can't do it together. She wants me to fuck other people and tell her about it? This has to be some kind of a test. I'm so confused. Can you do this for me? Can you tell me something you did? It sounds like a shit test to me.
It does.
Something that I did? This has to be a trap. For points in that app? Shit, Lydia knows about that app. Of course she does. Everybody does.
Hell, you think she is at the party?
Fuck. I can't let Fetish Locator blackmail her too. Yeah! How come she was at the party if she didn't have any points? Yeah,
you wonder. Plus, she may have just been invited.
That's true. You know the app. If you know about the app, you're not using it, are you?
Uh-huh.
Fetish Locator? I just know about it from Min. That is way too kinky. I mean, I don't even... Right, sorry, yeah. You were just saying that wasn't your sort of thing. Would it bother you if I'd been playing that game? If I had gotten to that party on points rather than by invite?
No. Because he was there, that'd be...
No.
Kind of hypocritical.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to put you in a position to lie. Okay.
Yes,
it would bother me. But not for the reasons you're thinking of. I'm just not sure it's safe. What do you mean? I don't know, I just get that feeling. But you played that game to get to the party. Yes, but... Well, some friends of mine said you would be there. And you played that game after the party. Please, be honest with me. Yes. Do you hate me? No, that's what I'm saying. I want you to tell me about that side of your life like you would anything else. This is weird. Is this some sort of test or trap or something? Crap, did I say that out loud? I just want us to be honest with each other. I don't want you to feel like you need to hide things from me or run around behind my back. Yep, I'd said that out loud.
Okay,
just give me a minute.
Okay, what are you doing? That's not quite a Bobcat Gold.
There. Let's just start with something easy. Tell me something that you did to earn points in that app. Anything? Whatever comes to mind. Or maybe you can tell me about one of the events that you participated in during that party last week. Oh, that didn't change anything. Nope. Oh, voice volume. Something small to test a reaction. Alright, so last week there was a fetish locator cum challenge. A cum challenge? Like you had to make someone else cum? No, well, if you were a girl, I guess, but it was just about taking pictures of male spoo. Oh, ooh, but okay. Like this one girl that I knew, she gave head to a guy and had him cum on her so she could take a picture of it. She told you that? No, I just happened to be there. Were you the guy? No, I was just in the room at the time. Wow, that's something. So what did you do for that day? Me? I just jerked off. That's it? Well, yeah, I was trying all day to figure out ways to score points, but didn't come up with anything. Then that evening, there was a blitz challenge. What's that? It was a timed event. Everyone had 69 seconds to take a picture of some jizz.
Man, that didn't hardly seem like enough time.
So you just dropped trowel and jerked off in 69 seconds? Kinda. I didn't come fast enough to win the challenge. But you got some points, right? No, I couldn't think of anything to get hard. Can you tell me something else? Maybe not fetish locator stuff, just about you. Like sex stuff, or it can be anything. It could be anything, but I'd like to hear the sex stuff. Huh, give me a minute. What the hell can I say? Okay, so I met Karen during freshman orientation. Go on. Tuesday, day 9. Good morning, me. Good morning, me. Sleep well? Not really. I kept having that dream where I'm taking a shower in a room with no drain. So the room keeps filling up with water and I can't shut off the shower. I scrub myself as clean as possible, hoping that will appease whatever put me in this situation. But before I know it, I'm floating in a room filled with water and trying to take the last few gasps of air before I wake up. Huh, I'm talking to myself. That can't be good. On the other hand, Pete's AFK. Now's a good time as any. Let's see, which password to try next? I don't want to go in order for some reason. Aha, let's try Lancaster BH. I know of Lancaster PA and Lancaster CA. Where is BH? Somewhere in England, maybe. And? No access. Alright, let's get back to my usual morning rituals.
Lancaster's, British.
Right. Alright, time to... Fetish locator already? I wonder why the challenge of the day is being posted so early. Vibrators and dildos, huh? I've never tried using a vibrator on my dick. I wonder if Ambrose is something I could borrow. Wow, what's with all these weird thoughts I'm having this morning? You'd think that I... Oh crap, I was talking to Lydia on the phone last night. Quick, remember what did I say? Something about Karen? Fuck, I think I fell asleep on the phone last night telling Lydia sex stories about my ex-girlfriend. Today's gonna be so awkward. But first things first, Stacy's luggage. I need to go to this place that Samia sent me. Let's hope she's more reasonable than what the others think about her. It's weird, I've fucked how many chicks now, but something about actually paying for sex, let alone paying this much, is odd. I'm kinda looking forward to it, I think. I just hope she doesn't shank me or something the moment I bring up the luggage. Also, a short travel by public transport. Alright. You're not the pizza guy. Oh, should I be the cable guy instead? Huh? Maybe the plumber.
I'm just here to lay some pipe, little lady.
Who the hell are you? I called you yesterday. Alright, sorry, you're the new client. Come in then. Thanks. Interesting place. Doesn't really look lived in. Seems to be pretty run down, actually. Probably where she brings all her clients, I guess. She isn't gonna drug and rob me, is she? I hope there isn't a bathtub full of ice. I've grown rather attached to my kidneys. So, please have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Thank you. Sorry about earlier. You're much younger than I expected. Ah, probably only older men can afford her service charge. So, Grim, can I call you Grim?
Sure.
Good. So, Grim, do you want to get into this right away, or are you the type to chit-chat a bit beforehand? I could bring up the luggage now, but then again, maybe I should wait until after I fuck her?
I don't know. I guess mention the luggage in case she's like, okay, you're done. Yeah, you might want to say
it. Actually, I came here to talk to you about something. Oh, all right. What do you want to talk about then? Well, all right, Grim, this is it. She doesn't seem as crazy as Dahlia made her out to be, but still, don't get shanked. You don't happen to remember a guy named Pete, do you? Nope. Don't think I know any Petes. You fucked him Saturday night. Tattoos? Yeah. Huge raging dickhead? Yeah, I guess so. I wouldn't say I know him. But yeah, if you can call that fucking, then I fucked him the other night. You get used to disappointment as a woman, but that was just sad. Anyway, what's it to you, huh? Wait just a second. I thought I recognized you. I didn't see you all too well, but I managed to get a glance. You're his roommate, aren't you? You were sleeping with some chick, if I remember correctly. You caught me. So what do you want, huh? Did Pete send you? No, nothing like that. It's just when you stormed out that night. Oh, it's that little bag, isn't it? Yeah, that wasn't Pete's bag. Figured, unless he's into cross-dressing, I guess the bag belonged to the chick you were sleeping with? Yeah, she was just staying for me. She was just staying with me for the night until we found a place for her to stay. That bag pretty much had all the clothes she had. I want to get it back to her. Well, I can't give it to you. What? Why? I don't have it. Okay. Then where is it? I can't tell you that. Well, why can't you? Fuck, calm down. It's just some clothes, alright? Okay, alright. I just want to know where the luggage is, Samia. Alright, good. Then this is how it's gonna work. You have to do some tasks for me, and then you can get your precious luggage back. What do you say? I can probably find some decent clothes for cheap in some thrift stores. Maybe go dumpster diving in the rich people neighborhoods. Could probably find some decent stuff there. Stacy wouldn't notice the difference, right? Jesus, fine, you big baby. I'll make it so that it's one task, and you can pick which one even. What do you say? What task? That's what I like to hear. Let me just get my phone real quick. Alright, task numero uno. You have to pull one little prank on a hot MILF for me, and I have just the one in mind. Is that Vanessa? How the hell does Samia know about her? Huh, from your expression, I feel like you know her. Do you? Well, I'm not sure if I know her, but I have met her. Great, that's even better then. What exactly do you mean by prank? Details, details. That'll come later. On to the next one. I've heard on the grapevine that a certain wealthy and powerful woman is looking for a call boy for a night. So I thought you could be it. You don't look too bad. I'd say pretty handsome even. And I'm sure you would enjoy some more mature action, right? Let me get this straight. You want me to be a male escort? For one night, but yes. Any problems? What's the next one? I'm putting on a little private show for a wealthy client. It's so hard doing these things with just little old me, you know? So I want you to be my assistant. Alright, and what exactly do I have to do as your assistant? Well, assistant, boy, toy, bitch, boy, you know the deal. Finer details will come later. So take your pick.
I don't know how old the one he's supposed to meet up would be.
I'm not doing the assistant.
I wouldn't do the assistant. I would say gigolo for a day.
I'll go with the escort mission. They're all escort missions. I'm an escort. I'm assigning you a mission. The rich and powerful woman, but no dancing. That's a weird condition, but all right. I thought you were going to say no sounding or something. But you suppose. Sounding? Inserting a metal rod into your urethra.
Nope.
That's a real thing.
I know.
I'd like to amend my previous statement. Okay, at least I had some progress with Samia. This is giving me hope to actually get back Stacy's luggage. Now's the time for our date with Lydia. And what a good time for us to stop! Right there at the date. And Not only are we going to have a date for you, but we're going to have whatever weird task. What if it's an old lady? Like a real old lady, I keep thinking. Hey, Sonny! Alright, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We'll be out. We'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator Week 2.